Good morning. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. What does this mean, to walk circumspectly? Well, it means to walk carefully. Alert to anything that might trip us up on our path. Aware of anything that might distract our focus from the goal of eternal life with Christ. How many times do important things that we want to do get missed because we're distracted by minor things? You really don't intend to skip your homework. You're just doing other things. You don't intend to miss out on hearing God's word, but the adventures of time distract and delay until there is no time. I certainly hope you don't intend to miss out on heaven. But the pleasures of time can foolishly take priority. Do we at times think, well, I'll have plenty of time for heaven later. I need to experience the pleasures, the sights of this world now. And yet, those things can take our focus off of Christ and eternal life. You know, this doesn't mean that we need to become grim Puritans that have no joy in life. That itself is a failure to walk circumspectly. For our God gives us many gifts for our enjoyment. Walking circumspectly means that we are careful to use them all to His glory, to keep the one great priority of Christ and eternal life. What does it mean to redeem the time? Can we buy it back? Wouldn't that be nice? We could buy yesterday back, replay something, do it again. Can we buy a chance to make up for our mistakes? No. No, we can't buy that time back to redo it. We can't buy any opportunity to make up for our errant ways. Redeeming the time means that we gain the wisdom that I, myself, in myself, cannot redeem any time. I can't control or master time. Too often it's the opposite, isn't it? The time masters me. So easily those unconsidered circumstances catch us unaware. Luke 21 warns us that that day will come unaware. Like the five foolish virgins, we may even be looking for the return of our bridegroom, waiting for that day, and yet be unaware that we have run out of the oil of faith. Even when we are aware of the dangers that are out there, the vagaries of unconsidered circumstances can catch us unaware. What about it? Do we think at times, well, I have time yet. I don't need to worry about repentance now. But how many unconsidered circumstances can block our path? How many on the last day will almost make it to heaven? They were on the way, but focusing on the pleasures of this life, they were caught in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. You and I cannot deny the call of God's time of grace, thinking that, you know, I'll have time for that later. I can produce it when I want it, when it's my time. No, time is ticking away, moving ever towards that day of our accounting. There is only one person who can redeem the time. Jesus gave His holy precious blood to redeem you from every errant way, from every misuse of time, to redeem you body and soul and all your time, to buy you a ticket to heaven. And He sent His Holy Spirit into your time so that in time you might know His grace and He may get you to that goal. So nothing is more important than using the time that God has given us to stay focused on that goal to heaven. Redeeming the time means then that we rely on God's time and God's grace to follow Jesus. How thankful we can be that our prayers and our praise are ascending to the one who Isaiah describes as inhabiting eternity. And think about that. You and I can't even inhabit 1 second with all of its connections. But our God inhabits eternity. He knows our end from the beginning. He knows every second of our time with all of its connections and everyone's. And He has promised that He who began a good work in us will also perfect it. Praise the Lord that He did not miss by a second the time of His coming into this world to redeem you and me and our time. And He will not miss a second of walking with you. As the psalmist says, our times are in His hands. So daily, let us place them there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 123, stanzas 3 and 6 through 8. Hymn 123, stanzas 3 and 6 through 8.